You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Finn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
And welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back in the new studio.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Nice and spacious, aircon.
Yes.
It's a different level
here.
You like
it, do you? You like it? So do we.
Yeah, it's definitely not, good for a change.
Yes. New beginnings.
New beginnings.
New beginnings,
yeah.
Yes.
But I'm excited about this space. I see all the white walls in here still.
Yes.
But apparently we're going to get some stuff going on, which is going to be,
very cool. And we need to put all our arts, artwork on the walls.
Yeah, no, it sounds good.
Yes, so what is our topic this morning?
Well, we're in December already.
Yes, I know. Can you believe it?
It's just gone so fast. The year, I mean, we had this December is now, we talked about it last time, but it's our 30th year.
That's right. That's
in the
right.
Valley. Yes. The original Harry Humans was in Berkeley. We chatted about it last time, but from the 60s or
it's amazing.
Yeah, but 30 years in the Valley, 1994 starting here, and it's been a bit crazy.
So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've been having a bit of interesting time with the traffic coming past us
as we spoke.
We spoke about it, but the thing is that it looks like they've taken the big machine away that was digging the holes, and the crane truck that's also disappeared. So it seems that they're not doing the thing that makes the stop go, and disrupts the traffic for that really long time. So I think hopefully more free-flowing traffic from now.
School holidays as well, and that also and I have to say, I don't know what's going to happen because more houses are being built on the left and on the right, and so there's more traffic, and I mean the cars, they're coming from all over.
Yeah,
so,
it goes back to that original, the thing about the Homewood Road extension, which no one really wants. That'll actually come right past here, out the back that side.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it needs to happen.
It needs to happen. Otherwise, I do feel for my own family, they've got to come through for school, and they're sitting in traffic for an hour and a half, and it's not just one way. It's both ways.
Anyway. So it's something that we're dealing with in the Valley. But I was working this weekend, so it was still nice and busy. People still getting stuck into the garden. Yeah, just getting everything ready for Christmas and just.
So that's what we can talk about because we're coming to the end, I mean, for this year. And then, of course, we resume next year. But it's, as you said, it's Christmas time. So what are your clients purchasing right now? Is it Christmas flowers?
We've got tons of color in the garden center at the moment. And you just kind of go walk in there and it's like this in your face, all these colors of the rainbow. So people, I think, are getting excited by that and then just, putting nice things on the patios, in the garden as well. Just to make them feel
festive.
Nice and happy and festive. Yeah, exactly. And we don't specifically sell Christmas trees, but I did see a few conifers going out this weekend.
Really?
In various sizes. And I think that's... You know, some people like the idea of a living plant rather than...
I think they lots of them are going, it's not just the Christmas tree, it's not the plastic and it's not the ones you can buy on the side of the road because they're out now. Because everyone's saying, where can I find a Christmas tree?
Yeah, and it's the timing.
It's the timing.
Yeah, so those are, I think, have you seen some?
Yes, I have. I have seen some now.
Yeah, because someone actually phoned in last week and said, do you sell those cut Christmas trees? And you know, I said, no, unfortunately, we don't. But and I haven't seen them yet.
All right. So if you get another call, you can just say, make your way to Total Garage down there by Glenkin.
Oh, is that where they are?
And there's Christmas trees there for sale.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah, my wife goes a bit crazy with the Christmas trees. We don't have real ones. We've got the fake ones. But we've got one in the lounge, one in the dining room, and one in each of the kids' bedrooms. And they're all the six-foot trees.
Really?
So, yeah, so we've got four trees up at the moment.
So your house is alive with lights and all.
Exactly. So if it was up to my wife, she'd have a tree in every room. But, yeah, four is enough for now. But it's quite a nice thing for festive, you know, the kids have their own decorations that they put on there or choose and put on their own trees. So
yes,
it's just part of the deal. But as I said, people were buying conifers to use as their living Christmas tree.
Yes.
Keep it inside for a couple of weeks or a few weeks and then, you know, being able to plant it in the garden or maybe even keep it into a bigger pot and then bring it in next year.
Next year.
Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah, I see you've got one right here.
And
exactly.
We got one right here.
Yeah, the conifer. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there it is.
I had to point to you while you were talking. Have a look.
Yeah, there's the living Christmas tree.
Because even in the studio we've got one.
Yeah, it's perfect. So we've had some of those going on the weekend and then lots of people getting their grass sorted. You know, if they've done a fertilizer earlier in the season in early spring, they would have done a general fertilizer. And if the grass is looking in really nice condition now, you just want to keep that going with a higher nitrogen fertilizer. So we've been selling a lot of the turbo grass. And, you know, turbo grass actually means like turbo grass.
Right. It grows. It grows fast and furious.
Exactly. And I keep saying when, you know, someone buys it, I say, you know, you must be prepared to mow your lawn once a week at least. Sometimes. One gentleman on the weekend was like, yes. He knows. Yeah. So I think he's looking forward to actually getting in the garden
because
and mowing.
Because I think we had such a wet week, winter. And
yes.
And we still had rain this week.
Yeah.
I mean, this past weekend.
Yeah, it was rain. Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. So, and then I know there was a period that you don't mow lawns. Remember, David said you don't mow lawns. And then you start again in October and that. But some people, their lawns aren't looking very good. So that's why now
Then they would still use that maybe like a 232 or the lawns, which is that organic chicken manure one.
Yes.
So that you can still use if it's not in like tip-top condition. And that'll hopefully thicken it up. And then once that's going, then you can move on to a higher nitrogen. But you don't want to – if there's any patches, we've been selling a lot of lawn dressing as well because sometimes people's lawns are a little bit patchy and then you want to level that off with the lawn dressing. So we've been selling a lot of bags of that. I had a compost on special, which you could have also used. It just means you have to rake it around a bit because sometimes there's a little bit bigger pieces. But I'm just trying to think of what else is. Yeah, well, lots of veggies as well.
Yeah, I think people now are getting their outside ready for Christmas because it's social now.
Yes.
Now it's become social. Yes. It's family time. It's
the bright time.
The Joburgers are coming down to visit their families.
Yes.
And, you know, they want to show off. So you've got to look at all those things. I mean,
exactly.
You know, so everyone loves a lovely garden, you know.
Yeah.
And decorations and all.
Yes, and, you know, we have a different Christmas, obviously, being in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's usually quite hot. So when we do a Christmas lunch, maybe at my house or my sister's house, it's often on the patio or, you know, outside.
Yes.
So you've got that indoor-outdoor feel. So you want the outdoor looking good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not so good with my pool, so we're actually busy with the pool today.
We're not talking about pool. And our pool's also very sick at the moment, and we came out and we realized the water was gone and we saw a crack.
Oh, no.
So our pool is, but it's been in there forever for 40 years.
Wow.
So yes, so now we're going to get the doctor in, you know, to come and hope that we can still save it.
Save it. Wow. It's going to be a little bit of, cash involved there.
We got to call the doctor in.
But
it was quite a fright. But in all fairness and looking at our swimming pool from the time it was in, it was packed with all our, you know, we're the Adams family, so it's a big family, you know, the Adams family and the Anderson and the Hares, and it's big. And we were all in the pool. You couldn't even see the water, and you couldn't even see the pool. So it's had good days.
It's got its use out of it.
Oh, my. Yes, it has. And now it's sick. We're going to have to
Sick
bay. It's going to sick bay.
Yeah, so getting all those things, you know, the water features. I mean, the other thing was water features – went out of fashion a little bit because of the drought and things like that. But, you know, running water in the garden, especially on a patio and stuff, is really nice. So,
so that has come back up, and I've seen quite a bit of water features. Mm-hmm. So it has come back.
Yeah. Yeah, we do a few. I haven't got a huge range, but we've been doing a few water features. And then we do stock all the little pumps, the, you know, the submersible pumps that you can make your own sort of little feature. You have a reservoir that you can bury or something like that. One of those black rough totes.
Yes.
Bury that, and you can have a piece of pipe going out over a rock and just having the, you know, you can make a simple, you know, buried little thing like that. With a submersible pump and a bit of tubing and stuff like that.
Now, with our summer that is approaching, we're just not sure when it's actually going to really be here, but we do have the wind, and we've had that too.
Yes.
What kind of plants should, especially here in the deep south, should grow, you know, especially make them pretty? As you said, you've got very colorful ones.
Yes.
So what kind of plants?
Well, we've got, yeah, we've, the thing that comes to mind just off the top of my head is the vinca. It's a very rewarding annual. And it's only for summer, but once you put it in, it just goes.
And is it colorful?
Very. And lots of different colors, pinks and whites and two tones and sort of purples and stuff like that. But the thing is that also they do seed themselves. So sometimes, you know, you'll get them coming up next year just because you got them the year before. Okay. So that's quite a rewarding, rewarding plant. And we've got quite a few different colors of that.
And it'll handle the wind, the wind that we have.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Very nice. Right,
so that's something for our listeners to hear.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I know on our side, I mean, we're on the mountains, so we can't really, you know, we do have little pretty plants here and then it's pretty colorful, but the wind.
Yeah, the wind is a problem. And stuff that we've talked about before, you know, carry on with the mulching.
Yes.
Definitely get the layers of mulch around your plants. And then when you do water, then it stays in the soil for much, much longer. But yeah, I actually just printed a list here. The one thing that we, people are still buying veggies. Lots of veggies still going out.
I think many are going that way because it's so expensive in the shops.
That's crazy. Everything is expensive. But just in terms of what's been going out, pumpkins, baby marrows.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
So that's going out.
Yeah, we've had some pumpkins. Beetroot and carrots you can do all year round, so that's definitely something to get in. And then we've got lots of lettuce and the Swiss chard, spinach types, you know, those sort of things. Those are always good and easy. And then we've got lots of seed of all different things. So if people want to get adventurous, then there's quite a variety of different things, usually in the six packs. You know, when I talk about the six packs, those are the plants that are already growing.
And you just go home and plant.
Yes, straight away. So that's pretty easy. Hopefully things work much quicker and easier. But there's not a huge variety of plants that we get because, you know, the suppliers don't want to grow too much exotic or too many exotic stuff or exotic things. So if you want more different veggies and different things, then you usually have to start from seed. So we've got quite a few things going on there. Lots of hot peppers as well. And the peppers are, you know, the peppers needed to be in now, and well, you can still do them, but all
so you prep them, and then they can just come and purchase and plant.
Yes, yeah, we've had quite a few.
That's awesome.
The peppers, I'm not sure on the varieties, but there's some, you know, some of those really hot ones as well. We've been getting because people get quite excited. I don't know how you can eat those those really hot peppers, but for some reason, that's quite a thing.
I know in our crowd, in our circle.
Yes.
I think there's just a few of us that don't like or can't have a dot, but the rest of them, it's, you know.
Yeah.
And it's ladies as well. It's not just gents, I must say.
They love the heat.
So I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some serious like California Reaper and Ghost Pepper, you know, those are the...
And
like,
that burns.
So, yeah, those are like, I don't know, there's a scale. It's called the Scoville scale.
Oh.
And I think the Jalapeno is somewhere, you know, that's... around, I can't remember the numbers, but let's say it's about 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 Scovilles.
Ooh.
But then you get the Ghost Pepper and it's you're looking at like 100,000 or 200,000. So comparatively, it's on a totally different level.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
so you just need to have like a little sliver at that thing and then you're...
You know what they say, some like it hot.
Yes, rather them than me.
No.
And for some people, I suppose it's also a little bit of a competition.
I like it tasty and colorful, but I can't... I like to enjoy the food. And if it's so hot and, I mean, it burns the tongue and then the taste is gone.
Yeah, and then you're sweating.
Oh, you're sweating. And I remember we were taken to it was an Indian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, everyone ordered. So did we. It was so hot that, we were running. Eventually, they actually brought out yogurt.
Yes.
Yogurt.
Yeah, know? They could see you were in trouble.
We were asking for water. Yeah. He said, no, yogurt. Have yogurt.
Yogurt. Milk.
Plain yogurt.
Yes. Well, those are the times when they talk about putting the toilet paper in the freezer or something.
I like that one.
Because, the next day.
Yes.
Anyway, I have heard, and there's all these competitions as well, these chili eating competitions.
Well, I think the unicorn is one of them. He likes them hot.
I remember. He had his little sauce with him on the side.
You should bring one to the unicorn. Let him try the different ones.
Yeah, let's the ghost.
Your ghost one.
Yeah, let's see if he turns into a ghost. Yes. That's pretty insane.
Yes.
Yes, and there it is, chilies and parsley and rocket, the rocket as well.
The rocket
just grows like a weed.
Really?
Yeah, you get the wild rocket or the sweet rocket. Once you've got it, usually you've got it.
And that's very popular for salads.
Yeah.
I love using the rocket for salads.
Mm. I had a guy ask me on the weekend for watercress, and that was quite interesting because, unfortunately, watercress is an invasive species, and it gets into waterways and stuff like that. So we can't actually sell it. So the only way you're going to get it is if someone else you know has got some, and then from there you can try and propagate it. But, you know, ideally you don't want to because if it gets into the water again, it's a problem. But it's such for him it was quite disappointing because obviously he really enjoys the watercress and can't find it. So, yeah, it's something that we used to have, not at the moment.
Now that was an interesting question. So, and what does he use it for?
I think watercress, what is it? It's got a little bit of a peppery
taste. Yes.
So, I'm guessing in salads and things like that as well. But he seemed to really miss it. So he needed to find it somewhere. Yeah, and then also with the changing, we're now really hot, so you've got to watch out for pests. We always talk about pests, but definitely look out for red spider.
That's red spider?
Yeah, the little red spiders. They're tiny, a pinprick size. But you'll probably notice the plant looking a bit sad. And if you can't see anything, you've got to really look at the back of the leaves.
Will it make holes? It doesn't chew right through.
It's sucking.
It just puts like a fungusy thing on the leaf.
Yeah, it's sucking the juice out of the back of the leaves, and they're usually on the back of the leaves. And they make like a, on the top of the leaf gets like a very fine white sheen. And then on the back of the leaves, you sometimes see their little red bodies.
Now, how do you get rid of that?
I have to use an insecticide.
So, you have to.
Unfortunately. And, like something like Caesar or Plant Care or Cypermethrin or,
And would you need a magnifying glass to come and check it out to see them if you say they're little things?
It depends on how bad your eyes are, but...
Mine's terrible, as you can see.
So then you'll maybe need the magnifying glass. Because they are tiny.
Yes.
But they sometimes also leave like a little black dot. So the black dot is the poop.
Okay, that's
and then the red dot is the actual little spider. If you see those on the back of the leaves, then you need to take care of that. But the plant will start looking a bit sick. The color will go out of the leaves and things like that.
Because it's been drained.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so with this, if the temperature going hot and then cooler nights, it just sometimes just comes and then it's just all over the place.
When do they come out to play?
No, it's all the time.
Is it all?
No, once they're in, they're in.
Oh.
So you've got to just, if you notice some plant looking, it's especially in plants in areas where there's not a lot of air movement. So let's say you have quite a selection of plants on the patio or something like that, and it's quite still. You just got to be careful because that's where the insects can get hold, like the mealybug or the scale or the red spider as well.
It's like a 24/7 job being a gardener, isn't it? Because it's not like just, for me, mm-hmm. I love a pretty garden and that's the way my hubby wants it.
Yes.
He tells me to stay out, okay? Because I can give you lots of stories, but nevertheless, you'll be laughing all day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to just look at the garden and he's got the green fingers and all that. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's definitely.
I mean, listen, you know, every time we've been on the radio, I've learned a lot, let's be honest. But I don't say much. I have learned a lot, but I don't say much. Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case, yeah. Actually, shame. I had a supplier send an email last week promoting these new garden clogs. Well, they're not new. She's just now starting to sell them. And she's had clogs previously, but they looked quite upmarket. And unfortunately, these ones, they look pretty much like safety boots with that have been cut off. And, you know, she was quite excited in the email, and I just felt quite bad because it's just not something, you know, when you think about garden clogs, if you're going to be wearing them in the garden, you don't want them to look like
that.
Yeah, like that, unfortunately. So it's not something that we're probably going to be stocking, unfortunately. But, you know, some people like to have those slip-on garden shoes.
Yes.
And then it's just that they're sitting at the back door or whatever, and you slip them on, you go into the garden.
Yes, take them off before you go inside.
Yeah. But for sometimes it just seems a little bit impractical because if you're walking in wet areas or you've just watered and you're watering and then it's a clog rather than a boot.
Yes.
For me, you know, it seems like the water's actually going to go in there and I don't want a squelchy.
Yeah. So what do you wear? What do you put on in your garden?
No, I just wear normal shoes.
You just put shoes and then you take them off.
Take them off, yeah. I'm not too fazed
by that. In many homes, and this is not because of gardens, in many, many homes, they require you to remove your shoes.
Yes, that would be ideal.
Because this is many I know take your shoes off outside.
Yes.
And then you can walk in your socks. Yeah. Or whatever you got on.
The problem in my house, I've said before, is the two Labradors. And it's in and out. Yes. And it's, so it wouldn't matter if you were wearing shoes or
the
socks.
The same as
or,
us. We've got four. Yeah. We've got four different ones. We've got a Basset. We've got a Collie, mm-hmm. a Norwegian Lassie. And we've also got a pit bull called Sir Odin. So we've got them, and they all get on very well together. Yeah. All different ones,
but
get
cool.
on very well.
No, nice.
So yes, you're right. They run in and out.
Run in and out. So you know you can't put shoes on and tell them to take the shoes off.
Yes.
So unfortunately, and also the hair.
I guess
that's another story.
Yes. Now I wish you could have something that to sell.
Yes.
For all of us that have the hair. It would be lovely.
I think we talked about this before, the robot. I've got that robot, but the thing is it gets clogged up so fast. That's the problem with it. I actually need to upgrade. You know that there's a new one.
No, I didn't.
That is still the round little thing that that goes around and sweeps and mops and stuff. But then it goes into its little house, and then it actually empties the receptacle into this big boxy thing, and then it goes on its way. So it does its own like self-cleaning thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we need because, you know, I turn that thing on, it does 5 minutes and then it's clogged up and then I've got to go back and empty it out. And
Jeremy, I'm still amazed when you told me about this robot. First, you've told me about the robot lawnmower and a robot this, and you just blew me away. I mean, here I am with a normal vacuum and people, because you can sit it at wherever you are and you can get the robot vacuum going.
Yeah, to start it,
To start, and then it puts itself back. I mean, you know, that just blew me away.
Yeah. No, it's quite crazy. Yeah. All these new fandangled things.
But then what happens when, thank God, touch wood, we don't have power. I didn't tell you for now anyway. So in that, what do you do? Is it battery controlled or is it controlled?
Oh, no, it's got like a Wi-Fi connection. So it actually connects to your home network.
Yes.
And then, you know, you have an app on your phone and then you tell it, okay, you start the cleaning at this time. And then you can go to work, and then an hour before you come home, you put it just starts, and then you come home to a beautiful vacuumed house.
And then I need to ask them, what about your dogs? Do they like this gadget?
No, sometimes they're lying in the way, and the thing goes gunk, 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 and then it turns around.
They're not happy.
Turns around, yeah. Because it's got all these, like, it's got like a funny sensor on the front.
So it's censored, yeah.
So, but they just lie there, and then it pushes into them, and then turns around and goes back.
It would be very interesting. I would like some listeners to come through and say, how many of them in our valley have actually got this?
The robot vac.
The robot vac. I've got a picture. Chris, good morning, Chris. How's it? Chris says, why my chilies are not flowering? Why is his chilies not flowering? He's got a picture to our listeners. I'm just going to show Jeremy the picture right now. I'll do that then. Can I have a look? Thank you, Chris.
Let's see if I can see if I can.
Just open it up. It's Chris has actually sent us a picture of his chilies.
I wonder if these are second year growth or if they're new, because they look like they've been cut back.
Right, Chris, can you answer that?
It could be, it's still early. So we might still have, the flowers are still going to come on, but definitely use some sort of liquid fertilizer, and that will, stimulate the flowering. But I think it's to do with the timing. It is early in the season, so they might just be, still coming.
So it might be a little bit of patience, Chris, but thank you for that.
Yeah, but keep them well fed. I think that's the that's the key as well.
It's looking good.
Yeah, they're looking healthy.
Yeah, it looks healthy, Chris.
Yeah, so they're just, just a little bit early.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got a few minutes to go. So how are we going to end this off? Because next year we start again.
Yes.
Well, I'm very impressed with the robots. If any listeners have got one, come through on 072-447-8044 and let us know how your vacuum robot works. And if you've got a robot lawnmower, I'm quite impressed with.
Yeah, that I've got a poster up because Gardena is advertising that you can win this thing, and it's at the nurseries, and so there is a competition to win one, but it's like win robot lawnmower valued at 25,000 rand. Wow. Now,
so what do you have to do to enter this?
Oh, you've got to go on. There's a QR code just to scan.
Okay. Yeah, it all works with this QR code.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But, it's one thing having a few thousand rand robot vac, but now 25,000 rand robot lawnmower. That's another thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I suppose,
Well, as I said, you blew me out the water with that because I had no idea what you were talking about. You said, no, you do get it.
Yeah.
And I was also amazed about this robot. We've got a friend, actually.
Yes.
We have. And they've got a vacuum robot. So, yes, so you know what I mean. So, Jeremy, this is it for us. So, and I want to thank you. Thank you for coming in, all the time and supporting us. And also, what good advice and liquor chats about how to keep your garden growing and looking lush and, that is awesome,
I enjoy coming down and, looking forward to the new year. We work straight through. So
you're blessed. You are blessed.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your 30 years.
Thank
and then you.
You
will be back. Sorry we missed David because it would have been interesting for David's ships or David's roses and lawn and everything else that goes with it.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's busy.
He's very busy.
Trying to get everything done for the end of the year. So he can have a little break as well. He said he doesn't really have a break because he's still got maintenance, but he tries to slow down a little bit.
There we go. Because builders close, I think, next week. They close, so they're already on their way.
Mm.
And lucky for you, you're blessed and keep open. So we just, I must be honest, our listeners, we learn every time you're on the radio, we learn something, that's for sure. And thanks for all the advice.
Pleasure.
So you will be back next year.
Next year.
Okay. All right. Bye, Jeremy.
Cheers. Thank you.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Khumans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Khumans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Khumans Garden Center.